The Pentagon recently settled a lawsuit with a 3M company over military earplugs that were allegedly defective. That's triggered a wave of additional suits from veterans who used those earplugs. Jay Price of WUNC's American Homefront Project reports it's also bringing fresh attention to two of the biggest health problems veterans face.
Those two problems? Retired Army Brigadier General William Gothard of Fayetteville has both. He says his 36 years of service have left him with hearing loss in both ears and a maddening condition called tinnitus.
It sounds like a chorus of cicadas sitting on your shoulders constantly.
Except cicadas can be pleasant, and this is a constant irritating distraction.
It's like an ambient noise constantly that causes interference with other conversation.
Gothard thinks there's a good chance the earplugs he was issued by the military are at least partly to blame. Troops were issued those rubber earplugs from 2003 until 2015, a span that includes the peak years of the wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq, where Gothard served in 2006.
Anytime we were on a range, anytime flying in a helicopter, riding in the Humvee, we used them every day whenever we went anywhere, just simply because the vehicle noise is loud as well.
The earplugs were originally made by a company that 3M bought. The government alleged both companies knew the plugs had a design flaw but didn't disclose that. 3M paid $9.1 million to the government and a whistleblower to settle the claim but did not admit liability or guilt. In a written statement, the company said, 3M has great respect for the brave men and women who protect us around the world. We have a long history of serving the U.S. military, and we continue to sell products, including safety products, to help our troops and support their missions. We are not commenting on specific litigation matters at this time. And there is litigation. Attorneys all over the country are suing 3M on behalf of veterans who used the earplugs and who didn't get anything from the government settlement.
In North Carolina, we are getting calls daily from folks that are affected. We're representing over a couple hundred folks as it stands right now, and I suspect there will be hundreds more.
Attorney Ben Whitley of Raleigh is talking with Gothard and other vets about suing.
You know, I'm talking to 26-year-olds that have hearing aids and other younger folks that have experienced during that period of time.
It's not clear how much of that might be related to the allegedly defective earplugs. Hearing problems have long been one of the most common consequences of military service. The VA says about a million veterans get disability payments for service-related hearing loss, and nearly 1.8 million get disability for tinnitus. Many likely causes seem obvious: gunfire, explosions, and artillery, and aircraft, which don't have the sound deadening of commercial jets. It's unlikely the military will be able to protect all troops from every noise, but it's trying to get a better sense of which protection devices are best for different jobs. Colonel Lakeisha Henry leads the Pentagon's Hearing Center of Excellence in Texas. Among other things, it's been developing a list of devices.
This will allow for the right hearing protective device for the environment and the task for the service member or Department of Defense civilian.
The Pentagon has taken a host of other steps too, such as improving programs to train troops about hearing protection and increasing research into service-related hearing issues. A 2011 Government Accountability Office report found that many service members were issued hearing protection devices but didn't always use them because of concerns with comfort and communication and with staying alive.
If you believe that your hearing protection is going to compromise your ability to perform your job or to hear your team members or to hear the enemy, you may choose not to wear your hearing protection.
So the very nature of the job means challenges are likely to remain. Some veterans even told the GAO that they thought of hearing damage as part of the cost of serving. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.